Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Pennsylvania, there are more than 4,300 new cases today, the highest daily increase since the crisis began. 62 more people have died from COVID infections in the city. At Philadelphia, with 879 new cases, that 62 number was from Pennsylvania. The health commissioner says we're in possibly the worst period of this pandemic. The Philadelphia School District has called off plans to bring some students back to the classroom at the end of the month. The superintendent now saying they will stay online until it's safe to make that transition. What's the coronavirus picture in New Jersey? For that, we're joined live by Governor Murphy. Governor, good to have you with us. But we speak as New Jersey has seen a further 3,877 new COVID cases over the past 24 hours. On Thursday, bars and restaurants have to end indoor service by 10 p.m. No more sitting at bars at any time. No traveling across state lines for youth sports. Are these new restrictions going to be enough to slow the spread?
Ian, good to be with you. Let's hope they are. I would just say this is a grave situation, as it is probably right now in most American states. New Jersey paid an enormous price early on, and we were able to battle through that, but we are clearly not out of the woods. We think the steps we're taking will address where we've got the biggest exposure, but I would say the biggest exposure as defined as to where we can see it. We still believe, and I was on with Tony Fauci the other day, and he says this is a national phenomenon. You got a lot of people letting their hair down in private settings, and particularly with Thanksgiving and holidays behind it coming up. That's the big one for me. We got to plead with people to push back on the fatigue. Everybody's got it. Who could blame them? But that's exactly what the virus wants us to do, to let our guard down, and we just cannot do that.
Talk more about those private get-togethers. Bar owners, by way of the New Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association, are lamenting these new restrictions. They're going to lose out on their biggest night of the year, Thanksgiving Eve, of course. The group's president says, you know, this is better than a shutdown, but she wonders, is this just not pushing more people into having those private social gatherings that we know that you just say have led to outbreaks?
Yeah. That's a risk that you run for sure, but that doesn't mean it's either or. It's got to be and both. We know that we had too many examples of bartenders testing positive, restaurants that were restaurants in name but were morphing into, in substance, late at night clubs. People congregating, that can't happen. That's what these steps are going to address. But that doesn't mean that we also can't and must not remain vigilant on the private stuff. We have to, and including inside your own family setting. So we're in the teeth of this right now. We don't have the luxury of being as much of our lives outdoors as we did in warmer weather. We're in the fight. The only silver lining is you look at Pfizer. I spoke to their CEO an hour ago. You look at vaccine developments. This is not forever and for always. We are going to get through this. I'm confident of that. But we're going to be in a tough stretch right now, the next 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, Alex Azar, the Health and Human Services Secretary, says governors like you will make the determination on who gets first dibs on a coronavirus vaccine. Do you have a plan for distribution? And given this is happening during what has turned out to be a fraught presidential transition, do you think the feds are going to have their act together on this?
I hope so, and I believe they will, actually. We do have a plan. And it prioritizes, just as we've done with testing, with surging any resources, it prioritizes the most vulnerable frontline healthcare workers, essential workers. in the first sort of at the front of the line. Secretary Azar, who we work with his team constantly, he's right about the governor's coming up with that plan, and we have done that. But, and this is an important one, we need the federal government to be our partner in a big way. This is a two-jab. The Pfizer, for instance, is a two-jab vaccine. It needs to be kept at, I think, minus 80 degrees Celsius. I'm very happy that General Gus Perna is in charge of the distribution. He's a Jersey guy, by the way, but a decorated four-star logistics general for the U.S. Army. We're going to need our federal partners to be big and strong on this.
Speaking with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Governor, I wondered if your own COVID scare with a couple of your top staff members testing positive last month and you having to quarantine, has that changed at all how you interact with people or socialize?
It's a good question, Ian. You and I, when we spoke once or twice before this time, you'll recall that I had cancer and surgery in March. So I would say that was an even more profound sort of wake up as it relates to the COVID reality. But yeah, we've gotten more virtual, I will tell you, and we're just less in contact face to face with folks. I'm a big retail guy. I love hugging and high five and kissing and shaking hands and all that, but none of that is on. Those habits are in the rear view mirror, at least for the time being. So if anything, it's made us more virtual, and that's probably going to stay that way for a while.
And your kidney cancer too in the rear view mirror still?
Yeah, I got some good 6-month checkups, and I'm not going on wood here as I say it, but so far so good.
If you'll permit me changing the subject in our remaining moment, with New Jersey voters approving the legalization of recreational marijuana, because of that clear win, your support for it, will you ask your attorney general to issue an order to stop arrests and cases involving marijuana?
Yeah, so the attorney general, who's terrific, put out a statement right after the election and emphasized that the word discretion. And I would just underscore that we respect the independence of obviously of law enforcement and of the attorney general. But I would triple underscore discretion. And I hope folks up and down the chain use their discretion. It's going to take some time until this legalization becomes a reality. I got to support it because of social justice. It's the biggest contributing reason to why we have the widest white, non-white population, prison population in the country. It's ruined too many lives. And, you know, it's just like that last guy or gal dying in a war. You don't want some other life to be ruined as you're on the cusp of a game-changing reality in terms of social justice. So I would just underscore, I hope folks up and down the chain in law enforcement use a wide degree of discretion.
Governor Murphy of New Jersey. Governor, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me, Ian. Take care.